new school supplies, maybe sometimes a new lunchbox or a new backpack. Sometimes kids are excited to meet new teachers and see your friends, but sometimes kids are a little bit scared. Maybe they have a brand new school or they're kind of nervous about meeting new teachers or meeting new people in the classroom, maybe some friends they didn't know from last year. And sometimes kids are feeling kind of all those things all at once. Sometimes a little bit excited and a little bit scared. And all of that is totally fine. Well, I brought something to share with you this morning. Do you know what this is? Yeah, Forest Hill Elementary. Don't you know what that is? No. Yeah, that's a school. Whose school do you think that was? Nope. Yeah. You know what this is? This is a book. It's called a yearbook. And usually you get a yearbook at the very end of the school year, and it has all kinds of pictures. Here, you can look inside. Pictures of all the different classes and all the teachers and all the fun things that you did. You want to find me, don't you? All right. Well, let's find me. Where's old Courtney? Okay, I'm somewhere on this page. Can you find me? Oh, there I am with pigtails. Yeah, well, maybe because you're my Heidza. So there's me in the first grade. And I wanted to show you this yearbook because this is my yearbook from first grade. And when I started first grade, I moved to a brand new city in a brand new state. And I started at a brand new school. And I was really scared because the school seemed really big and I didn't know any of the teachers or any of the kids. And all the other first graders had all been in kindergarten together at the very same school and they all knew each other. And I didn't know them and I didn't know where the playground was or how to get to the library or the lunchroom. And I was really nervous. And the worst part was the playground because I would go out to the playground and everybody else, they all seemed like they knew each other and they were having fun. And you know what I was doing? I was not swinging on the swings by myself. I was by myself, but I was just standing alone in the middle of the playground. I didn't even play because I was too scared. And the first few days, I just stood there. And then, probably sometime that first week, I don't know, maybe the third or fourth day, a little girl came up to me. We're going to find her. So we found Courtney. We lost Courtney again. Where'd she go? She's gone. All right, there's Courtney. And then we're gonna find the little girl. Here she is. Her name is Jenny Lynn. And she walked up to me after I'd been standing all alone and she said, "Hi." And she kind of smiled at me and she said, "Do you wanna play?" And that was it. That's all she did. It was a really simple thing. But how do you think that made me feel after just a few days of nobody saying anything? Really, really happy. I didn't because I was scared. I was scared to ask somebody else to play. But Jenny Lynn came up to me and she said, "Hey, do you want to play with me?" And all of a sudden, I just felt like, hey, somebody cares about me. Someone came and smiled at me and is being very kind to me. And that one tiny little kind gesture, I think, was not super hard for Jenny Lynn to do. It was not a big thing, it was kind of an easy thing, but it meant a lot to me. And it meant so much to me that I am remembering it 36 years later and I'm sharing it with you. So that must have been a really big deal to me. And another interesting thing is that that little girl, Jenny Lynn, turned out to be my very, very best friend to this day. Just someone who came up and said hi and was nice to me on the playground right now, this very day when I'm 42 years old, she is my very, very best friend. So I'm sharing that story with you for two reasons. And the first reason is because I want you to know that it is really, really important to be kind. And that being kind usually doesn't mean doing something really big and really hard. Sometimes being kind is just a little short, easy thing. And you're not always gonna make a lifelong best friend every time you're kind to somebody, but you never know when being a little bit kind to somebody can have a really, really big impact on somebody else's life. God tells us to shine our lights, to let our lights shine so that other people can see who? Yeah, so that other people can see God and glorify Him. And one way that we can do that is by just being kind to people. And you in your new schools this year are going to have lots of opportunities to be kind to somebody who's new, or to be kind to an old friend, or to be kind to your teachers or your librarians or the people who help you get lunch or the people in the front office. And you never know when being a little bit kind to somebody can make a really big difference in their day and sometimes in their whole life. And the other reason I'm sharing that story with you is because if you happen to be a little bit nervous about starting a new school or meeting a new teacher or meeting new friends, I want you to know that God is going to be with you. And even though you may not know everything that's going to happen on your first day of school or anytime during your school year, you know who does know? Yeah, he knows. He has known since the very beginning. He has known since before you were born. So I'm going to share with you one of my very favorite verses. So this is from Psalms. It's from Psalm 139. And I'm just going to sing a little bit right in the middle. Maybe going to pause it. It's a great song to just hop into our verse. So it says, "For you formed my inward parts, you knitted me together in my mother's womb." That means God knew at the very, very beginning everything about you. He made you. He knew what your name was going to be and what you were going to look like. He knew every single little thing about you. And then this is my favorite part. It says, "In your book were written, every one of them, the days that were formed for me when as yet there was none of them." You know what that means? It means that at the very, very beginning, before you were born, God knew every single thing that was going to happen to you. He knew every single day that was going to happen to you. He knew all the things that were going to be frustrating to you and exciting to you, and the things that you were going to love and the things that you were not going to like so much. He knows all of those things about you, and he is going to be with you as you go to your new schools or your new classes or whatever new adventures are coming your way. And he wants good things for you. He's going to give you opportunities to meet new friends and to have great teachers and to learn many, many, many exciting things. And I also want you to know that I am going to be praying for you as you start your new school year, and that your church family out there, those guys, are going to be praying for you because they love you. And they're going to be praying that God would give you great opportunities, that you would work hard to love him and to honor him and to shine your light for him. Do you want to say something?
Actually, just auditioned for a play.
We can talk about that later. Okay. Can you guys close your eyes and pray with me? Dear God, thank you for today. Thank you for all of these children and for the many, many great opportunities you're going to have for them in a brand new school year. I pray that you'll be with them as they start their classes and as they meet new friends and meet teachers, and that they would take those opportunities to love you, to honor you, and to share you with other people. In your name I pray, amen. So, quick summon.
Yep.
刚才呢，Carney问孩子们：“你们哪个孩子马上开学要上学呢？所有的孩子都举手，说他们就要开学了。”然后Carney问他们：“你们要开学了，你们感受是如何呢？”孩子说：“兴奋、紧张，可能呢在开学的时候要看到新的同学、新的老师，还要买文具用品和书包，非常的兴奋。”Carney呢就把他上小学一年级的yearbook带来了。 他跟你说呢，他让孩子们在这个yearbook里找到了Carney， 然后Carney他分享说，他在小学一年级的时候，他搬到了一个新的城市，也开始了一个新的学校。他开始的时候非常的孤独，非常的担心。然后他一上学的前几天，他到游乐场，游乐场的时候，他都不敢玩，因为他看所有的孩子都认识彼此，他不认识任何的人。 这个时候呢，一个小女孩，她叫 Jenny Lin， 她就走到了 Carney 的面前，就说：“你要不要跟我一起玩吗？” Carney 就非常的开心，他说这个时候呢，我就觉得有人对我友好关心我，对我来说呢非常的重要，以至于36年之后，他还记着Jenny Lin，然后 Jenny Lin 呢也成为了他一个最好的朋友。通过这个故事呢，Carney 告诉这些孩子，就说当你对别人友好的时候是非常的重要，当你对别人友好和慈爱的时候呢。别的人可能通过你就看到了神，你也把荣耀归给了神。如果你紧张，如果孩子们开学的时候，如果你紧张、你不安的时候，请你放心，因为神会与你永远的在一起。Carney 说他会，然后我们教会所有的人都会为这些要开学的孩子祷告，因为神爱他们，我们教会大家庭的每一个人也爱他们。也鼓励这些孩子，让他们要好好学习，归荣耀给神。